Even though Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf says elections will be held in January as originally scheduled, he's still not willing to end the state of emergency that he imposed more than a week ago.
Yesterday, in his first press conference since suspending the Constitution, Musharraf said the extreme measure was necessary for fair and transparent elections.
The emergency contributes towards better law and order, better fight against terrorism itself. So therefore, all that I can say is, I do understand that emergency has to be lifted, but I cannot give a date for it.
Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto called the scheduled elections, quote, a first positive step, but says campaigning while under martial law will be, quote, difficult. Bhutto says she's going ahead with a planned 300-mile protest to march from Lahore to the capital, Islamabad, tomorrow.
Meantime, public gatherings are still banned, and thousands of Musharraf's critics have been arrested while protesting the suspension of the Constitution.
But there are ways to protest in Pakistan without attracting the notice of the army. We spoke to a Pakistani dentist, Dr. Awab Alvi, who stages flash protests with his friends. Here's how they work.
If you announce a date about a day in advance, the army and the police shows up with batons and sticks, and they're ready to really beat the hell out of you. So what we've done is basically about 3 hours before, we call each other up, and we set a place, just show up there, stay there for barely about 10 minutes, and disappear right before the police shows up.
How many people can you get to turn up for these kind of things when it's so sort of last minute?
The first day, 20 people showed up, and we kind of rallied around 30, 35 people there. And yesterday, in fact, when we showed up, I think a group of 50 showed up, and then we were able to get about 70, 80 more people on it. And the bystanders were, by the time, I mean, we started our protest exactly 5 o'clock, and the people around there for a minute or so were thinking, what are you guys doing? And then they join in, and at 5:10, we said, bye. And they said, what? Where are you guys going? We just started enjoying ourselves. But it's a short, smart protest that we're doing, and it's almost called like a guerrilla protest.
So is there any chance, though, you're putting some of those people in danger? I'm walking down the street. I look over. I see you, Dr. Alvi, protesting. I start marching. Suddenly, you're gone, and then that's when the goon squad shows up for me.
When we go, we make sure we tell everyone, listen, we've dispersed. Whoever was wearing an armband or was wearing a flag or a placard is told to put it away. I mean, we make sure that is wrapped up. The second day with the protest where I was supposed to show up, what happened, I showed up at around, it was at 4 o'clock, and I showed up at 4:14 or something because of the traffic. I could not get in time. And when I got there, I realized that everyone had disappeared, but I just hung around for just a minute longer, and lo and behold, at 4:15, the three mobiles, the rangers and the two police mobiles, like zoom in like as if there was an emergency, and they show up and they look around and they see not a soul in sight. Whoever was there had disappeared, long gone. Yes, the risk is there, but in 10 minutes, it doesn't give them enough time to react to it also.
Dr. Alvi, obviously you're a practicing dentist. You've got a life. As you said, life goes on. What does taking part in these flash protests, what does it do for you personally? When you're finished with one, how do you feel?
Oh, immensely satisfying. I basically am a proud Pakistani. If I ever talk to you, you'll be a proud American. That's for sure. So you know, when something's been happening to your country, your literally heart bleeds. I believe this is my nation. I believe if we as citizens cannot change this nation, then I don't expect these leaders to do anything. If you can't raise your voice and if you yell and you die yelling, that's the pleasure of it. It's not if you go quietly, it's just no fun at all.
Are you a little worried, though, Dr. Alvi, that just even being on this show with your full name could get you in trouble?
The risk is there. But what I believe is if I hide behind a name, I could hide forever. It's not hiding behind a name. I would rather claim, listen, I'm there. If anything happens to me, at least I've done something for my country. That's the spirit I'm here with. I am not here. Naturally, my mother and my wife have been after me, saying, just cool down. And somehow they also realize these guys are in it. I mean, he's in it for something. It's just driving me to something else. It's just not someone telling me to cool down. I have two sons. And naturally, I'm worried about that part. But I think it's more than that. If I can't do something for my sons, have a better future, it's just going to be sad.
That's part of a conversation we had with Dr. Awab Alvi. He's a Pakistani dentist. He's been participating in these flash protests. He sent us some pictures of those protests. You can see them on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
And that does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. There's even more online, what Luke mentioned. And also we talked to Rashi about possibly putting up some of the little clips of the movies from the Cinema East Film Festival. So we'll let the legal people figure out if we can do that. I'm not going to promise anything. It's our heart's desire, but we'll try to get that up on the blog. If not, there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can check
out. It is a treasure trove of the thoughts of the BPP staff, bits and pieces of the show inside Laura Conaway's brain, which is usually a place you want to go. Sometimes
I'd visit.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Nice place to visit. Do check it out. It's npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart.